From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
I'm not sure these confidence numbers fill you with confidence, do they?
A mixed bag, I think, is the way to say it. But welcome to December.
Yeah, there we go.
Pretty soon 2021 will be behind us. Look, bit of action markets overnight as well. We'll cover that off in a minute. But as I did say yesterday, expect more volatility. Yeah, let's work through the final release of the ANZ Business Outlook. So what's the state of play of local business in November? So at the headline business confidence fell 3 points from October. That was a slight improvement on the preliminary reading. The reading of businesses' own activity fell 7 points. That is trending down. Very clear signal that inflation pressures at the moment are extreme. And I'm a little bit worried about one aspect of this report, and that's that profit expectations are lower. So we're sort of feeling okay about the economy at the macro level at the moment. That's the big picture. But at a micro level, and you and I speak in this segment to all the business owners out there, your business, that situation is not as clear. So if we take an overall theme out of the latest business outlook, we've got gradually easing activity indicators, but cost and inflation pressures remain extreme. In particular, expectations of credit availability are very subdued, so there's a feeling out there that it will be harder to borrow money. And very quickly, there's sort of a bite-sized summary of the economy in this report that was released yesterday. It sort of echoes my view at the moment. You've got an economy ticking on okay, but there is a balance of risk, and a very quick summary of that. COVID is about to spread through the country. Housing market, about to turn. I know, Mike, you probably don't agree on that front, but the housing market, let's just say the housing market is about to plateau. Mm-hmm. Interest rates have risen. Tourism, there's another summer written off, and we've got a new letter of the Greek alphabet to worry about. But sort of those are the headwinds, but you've got the tailwinds as well. Demand in the economy is pretty solid. Jobs are plentiful. The Auckland, the engine room of the economy, that's about to open. We've got bars and restaurants opening on Friday, Mike. That'll help the mood substantially. There is a plan to open the border, albeit sort of pretty glacial in its execution, but it is the plan is there. So it's sort of a mixed bag, Mike, and 2022 will be the litmus test.
And tell me what happened yesterday with the New Zealand market last day of the month.
Boy, oh boy. Okay, so the New Zealand market on yesterday, on fire. I did suggest yesterday we all take a deep breath yesterday morning. Well, investors must have flooded their amygdalas with oxygen. That fight or flight response kicked in, and fight one out. They stepped into the market and they hit the buy button with enthusiasm and vigour. 187 points of sheer joy to the upside on the NZX 50. That's 1.5% gain on the day. That's probably one of the top 5 days of the year. It was the last day of November, so there may have been some end of month sort of buying activity, but very much a positive response. You had Meridian up 5.8%, Main Freight 3, Spark 5.6, Argosy Property, that's a great business, that was up 4.6%. But, Mike, I just want to bring a little bit of balance to some of the reporting of these Moderna announcements overnight, because share markets are lower. Mm. We've got the Dow down 1.7, S&P 500 1.8%. What did Moderna say? Well, Omicron, it's got many variations. The CEO, this is Stefan Bancel, he said the many mutations suggest new vaccines will be needed, and they will be looking at a drop in efficacy in current vaccines. But that wasn't all that was said. Pfizer, Moderna, their messenger RNA vaccines, they're based on the messenger RNA, they're well placed to respond. They also said they're already studying boosters designed to anticipate mutations. The founder of Moderna said we have a lot better weapons to fight back than we did 18 months ago. The CEO of Pfizer said it will be clear in 2 to 3 weeks how well its current shot holds up against Omicron, even in the worst case scenario. Expects the existing formula to retain some efficacy. 100 days they would be ready if they needed a new vaccine targeting Omicron. So I reiterate, We don't know yet what we don't know.
Jets.
Yep.
You're a classicist, by the way. Omicron is how the classicists pronounce.
That's right. I studied ancient Greek, Mike. And you have Omega and Omicron. Big O, little O.
I thought you might be right. I did the study yesterday. I thought, now he's bright enough to have worked this one out. So you're a classicist.
Classicist.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
As well, the person apparently knows a bit about money. Anyway, what are the numbers?
Okay, the Dow Jones. Also, Jerome Powell's been on the wires, and that's actually affecting the US markets as well. It's not just the vaccine stuff. The Dow Jones, 34,551, down 584 points, 1.6%. The S&P 500, 4570, down 1.8%. And the NASDAQ, 15,502, down 1.8% as well. The FTSE 100 overnight lost 50, 7059. The Nikkei down 1.6%, 27821. The Shanghai Composite gained 1.3563. The ASX 200 up 16, 7255. The NZX 50, boom, up 187, 12,718. The currency a bit weaker, 6792 against the US, 9585 against the Aussie, 6019 euro, 5127 pounds, 76.88 yen, gold, 1,773 bucks, and Brent crude taking a bit of a hit, good. $70.63.
You're a good one, mate. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmywealth.co.nz.